Roughly 2 out of 10 veterans who have post-traumatic stress disorder also have a substance abuse problem. The Department of Veteran Affairs finds war veterans who struggle with PTSD also tend to binge drink, which is related to combat trauma. WJCT intern Ashton Elder reports on a new Florida law that allows more military vets to qualify for a diversion program meant to help them get clean and stay out of prison.
Army veteran Justin Heath is sitting outside Jacksonville's River Region Treatment Facility. He's just left a support group meeting. He says he's winning his battle with substance abuse in part because of a court intervention program.
You know, drug court was kind of a no-brainer for me. And honestly, it's saved my life. I had a couple mishaps, you know, but those are to be expected. And that's one thing drug court really helps you with.
Like many veterans, Heath found himself turning to drugs and alcohol to cope with war trauma. And Heath has watched friends struggle with the same thing, PTSD, addiction, and trouble with the law.
And his whole reason for turning to his drug of choice was because he didn't want to sleep at night. He was taking whatever he could to stay awake because of the PTSD. Veterans Treatment Court really helps, and they understand, you know, they understand that.
Under a recently signed law, more veterans will qualify for the program. Now it's not just for honorably discharged vets, but also those who left the military with a general discharge. That means they had some disciplinary issues, but performed well overall. Jacksonville State Representative Charles McBurney says he's happy more vets will be able to benefit.
Because some of these veterans had gotten into trouble before they were discharged, but they still needed the help.
Veterans Court eligibility is just a small part of the law McBurney shepherded through the legislature. Overall, it's aimed at expanding treatment-based mental health and substance abuse diversion programs, both for pretrial and for after sentencing. Ashton Elder, WJCT News.